All right, so joining us here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Pro Stock winner, Dallas Glenn, who picks up his seventh win of the season, going 6.605 at 208 miles an hour to defeat Aaron Sandfield here at the final round here at Texas Motorplex. First career win here at Texas Motorplex, extending your points lead, and already 20 career wins for you. Is that, I want to start there, you know, your 20th career win, a cool milestone. Could you have pictured this coming as quick as it has, 20 career wins for you?
I mean, yes and no. I try not to think about that. Obviously, 20 wins is like, you know, I mean, you don't realize, you know, for over 5 years how long it's been and how many wins you have. You know, I just try to take everything one win at a time. Like, as soon as we get to the next track, it's, I don't even think about the last one. Everything's in the past, and I'm just focused on the next one moving forward, you know. But I've always had in the back of my mind, you know, Dave Connolly has 27. I'd really like to get past him.
So you come in here with a pretty tight race with Greg, and obviously he goes out in the semis. You know this is a chance to make some hay. Any extra nerves in the final, or were you just put your head down?
I would have, you know, felt the same whether Greg was next to me or not. I hadn't felt like I was hitting the tree very good today, even though like I felt good in the car and everything, but I wasn't getting the numbers and results I wanted. So I made a small move there for the final and just tried to do everything I could. Thought I got it pretty good again, and it was a little bit better, and it was, you know, good enough to get it done. You know, I definitely had some luck with JD being 11 on the tree, not making it down, being able to outrun Cody first round where he crushed me on the tree. And so it was, you know, definitely had a lot of luck today. And, you know, the crew chiefs did a fantastic job getting the car down the track four times. I mean, it was, you could see there in the semis, you know, we're, you know, a full 10th off of our qualifying effort. It shows how tricky it is.
You mentioned the 20 career wins, but what about winning here at the 40th year of this track? Is that pretty cool too?
Absolutely. You know, it's, I think it's my second final here, and I let one slip by me there a few years ago. And to come here on the 40th year, you know, anniversary year is definitely special. It's a, you know, cool milestone, and have my 20th win on the 40th anniversary is pretty cool. But you know, this track is, it's always a tricky one to win at. It's, you know, the whole weekend is, it's fantastic. The crowd's great and everything, but it is always tricky. You know, you've got that late Friday night session that basically sets the field, and you have one opportunity to, you know, put yourself in a good position for the weekend. And you know, we made a pretty decent run and ended up third. And then, you know, we didn't do too bad on Saturday to kind of stop Greg from collecting all of the bonus points. So, you know, I knew we had a good car going into it. It was just up to me to try to maintain that and not mess it up.
Yeah, Dallas, John Sturbing from Race Day San Antonio. I think you finished 11 points behind Greg last year. And to go back and just recount, How does that haunt a guy during an off-season?
I mean, it was definitely cool to have, you know, 1 and 2 on both of our cars. And you know, I don't even remember exactly, you know, you said 11 points. I don't even remember it as 11 points. I remember it as 2/1000ths of a second, because that's what the final round was. You know, especially because I felt like, I mean, as far as my reaction times, I was driving way better last year than I was this year. You know, I feel like I'm good and consistent. But I don't feel like I'm as good as I should be, and I was definitely on it last year. But I think the cars definitely came around a little bit better. We've got a little bit better handle on it. Got some more experience, and I feel a little bit more relaxed this year going into it, which might be some of the reason why I'm a bit a little later. But you know, Greg Anderson, you know, there's a reason he's got 113 wins now or something like that. I mean, his car is fast, and he always does his job when he needs to. And you know, to be able to beat him at all at any point in a race is tough, especially in a countdown, because you know, throughout the season his car just gets better and better and better and better. So I definitely don't want to have that. I don't want to have a repeat of last year. I want to be the 11 points to the good side this time.
With two races left, Vegas and Pomona, what do you focus on now, and can you keep that momentum going?
I just need to just keep turning on wind lights. Just go up there, hit all my shifts every run, try to get every bonus point I can, because Greg's going to take all of them if I don't. And Just go up there and just take everything one round at a time and do everything I can, and let the crew chiefs do their job. Don't worry about what they're doing and don't worry what the engine guy's doing. Just do everything I can. You know, if I can continue to do that, continue to turn on wind lights, continue to have a little bit of luck on my side, I think we can wrap it up.
Dallas, you won 3 of the 4 playoff races. You talk about just kind of the, not just last year, but the year before, just kind of those learning experiences and the countdown and figuring out how to win in those intense playoff moments. 3 of 4 in the countdown this year has kind of shown that you've figured that out and are in the driver's seat. Do you feel like that experience has helped going into this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I was saying earlier, I definitely feel more relaxed this season in the countdown. Maybe it's just because last year was so, ridiculously brutal with the, same 4 cars going to the semis and qualifying 1st through 4 basically in the first 3 races. So it was pretty insane. Like I felt like last year I semied, I won, and I was only like 20 points in the lead or something like that. It shows how crazy it was. So this year, it definitely feels like it's kind of been me and Greg, against the world right now. And, as long as I can try to keep edging out a little bit on Greg and stay relaxed, I think we got it.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything else for Dallas? Dallas, congratulations. Your first pro stock win here.
Thank you, Russ.